spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
No more pronouns. No more climate change obsession. No more emergency vaccine mandates. No more dudes in dresses. We're done with that.
I love that. That is Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and I'm not even sure when he said that, but I found that soundbite when I was heading back here in the last couple of days. You know, Sue, what's frustrating about the show today, and hopefully it doesn't sound as bad as I think it sounds, is when I was heading back on the airplane last night, I told you I didn't sleep, which is one of my issues.
Yeah.
So we leave, it was like I don't even know when we left. It doesn't matter. But I'm on the airplane. I'm sending stuff to Ethan and to Fred. And I'm so psyched. I actually thought, man, if you give me a microphone on this flight right now, I can do the show. And I was very collated in my brain what I wanted to do. And then today it just all went away because of the sleep deprivation. But I love that soundbite. And I think we're going to probably hear that in a show open in the future because it really does sum up a lot. But there's no better person than our next guest to catch up on some of the politics, not only of the past week that I've missed on, but certainly the politics of today, because there's been a couple of things, obviously the selection of the Pope and others that have gone on. Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. He works with Mr. Hugh Hewitt every day. Hello, Dwayne. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I am doing great. Welcome back from Greece, and I'm sorry you didn't find a pope there.
Well, let me get started with that just a little bit, because there's been some conflicting information, which is rather important to us here in St. Louis, probably less important to the national audience or to
He's
you out
Cubs
on the left
fan.
Coast.
He's a Cubs fan.
No, but wait a second. We have new information that indicates his brother says he's a Sox fan. So actually, I don't think it's definitive
so
right
you
now.
You breathe a sigh of relief, yes.
Because the Cubs went out there on their scoreboard, but the sign outside of Wrigley, and they said he's a Cubs fan. But I think we may be okay, but we'll have to see what happens. Any thoughts on that? I'm not a Catholic. I don't quite understand all the important. I mean, I understand it, but I don't really get it completely in my mind. Anything to say about the choice of the new pope?
Nor am I. Hugh, the host of the show I do produce, is. And he brought me on the air yesterday and was talking about this. Oh, this may take years to be able to get a new pope. And I'm like, you're nuts. And he goes, why? And I said, because when Francis had his episode where he had double pneumonia and he was, you know, one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel, everybody has cell phones. Everybody has email. Everybody has text. They all went through this drill knowing that the end was probably near, and then he kind of had a little bounce back for a little while, and they realized, okay, he's going to be fine for a little while. But they just went through this drill. they kind of already talked in that, in they didn't have a conclave, but they all communicated. They probably already had a short list among them of who it was going to be. So it was not a big surprise. It's not like, 30 years ago or 40 years ago before cell phones and they couldn't communicate.
You know, that is such a great point. And I think what happens is we sometimes think that, you know, people who are cardinals or bishops or whatever they might be in different organizations or in the Catholic Church, that they don't pay attention to technology. And Scott Jennings even said earlier, and I didn't know this, that apparently the guy has tweeted. So he's been active on Twitter.
Absolutely. They do use tech to their advantage. And look, they text, they call, they do all that stuff. They email. The Archbishop of Philadelphia, Archbishop Charles Chaput, is a good friend of the show. We've known him for a long time. He listens online. We text him back and forth. They do know how to use the modern day conveniences.
Well, on the topic of your show, you've had a couple of big name guests here the last couple of days, haven't you?
Well, you know, we had this. Donnie from Queens was on yesterday.
Was J.D. Vance on today? So you had the president on yesterday, and J.D. Vance on today, or is he on tomorrow?
He's scheduled to be on tomorrow. He's been kind of making a hit. He was on with Martha McCallum on Fox a little earlier today. We have him scheduled to be on tomorrow. Knock on wood, that all goes well. That would be the first show in North America that I know of, a radio show that has had both the sitting president and the sitting vice president on in the same week. Take that, Fred.
Yeah, I know. I love that. Well, Fred's been very, very busy today because of everything with the Pope. He also serves as the religion editor on our sister station, KMOX. And Sue, he told us he's going to be here like all night, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. I thought that was excessive. But here's the thing. They want him all over CBS, right. All day. He's great for that.
Yeah, he's doing some of the network stuff as well.
Well, okay. If you're going to buy that, sure.
Well, what? This is where I like you as a grounding force, because you had to kind of bring me back to reality even before the election. You've done it a couple of times. But before I left for this trip, there was a lot. And I think I'm going to hear tomorrow on our roundtable from some of my panelists. Oh, Trump's losing. You know, even on the immigration issue, people are peeling off. Yada, yada, yada. There's nothing that's going well. Well, that's not necessarily a representation of reality or even close. But, Dwayne, I'll tell you, when I was watching some of the international coverage on the English language stations that I could find over there, whether it was BBC World, they had a couple others, there was nothing that even resembled an ounce of reality of what's really happening in this country. You get this impression not only from what they did over there, but even in the legacy media here, that everyone's jumped off the Trump ship, even if you voted for him because you thought you wanted some change. Nobody supports him anymore. He's got the worst polling numbers ever in history. But haven't we gone down this path with the legacy media being wrong and wrong and wrong and lying and lying and lying before?
So we've been saying for, you know, a long time that the left has lost its mind. They are going insane, right? And so one of the classical definitions of insane is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. They have been throwing mud at Trump in the media and making stuff up since going down the escalator in 2015. And it hasn't worked. He's just as popular as he was. He's actually more effective than he was. And so what are they doing? They're just throwing more mud up against the wall, expecting that somewhere along the way, something is going to stick. Last night on MSNBC, not to completely hog the time here, last night on MSNBC, Jen Psaki, former press secretary for Joe Biden, does this monologue and says, what's Donald Trump done? He calls himself a deal maker. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't made any deals, not one. He hasn't done a darn thing. That was last night. This morning, he completely upends everything with the UK, and it's a magnificent deal. If you actually look at the details of it, there's lots of good stuff in it, and it looks like a pretty equitable deal. I saw people on CNBC saying that Biden for 4 years tried to renegotiate with the UK, and they wouldn't have any of it. So the first one comes along, and then on MSNBC this morning, after Jen Psaki says nothing, he hasn't done a darn thing, the deal comes out. Morning Joe's John Heilman comes out and says, well, fine, it's the UK. That's like low-hanging fruit. Anybody could have done that. I mean, you can't please any of these people. They're just going to make stuff up.
Well, not only that, but you know, when they make stuff up, it affects the people, obviously, that are paying attention to those outlets. And I've used this example a couple of times, and I don't want to be repetitive. I'm going to claim that the jet lag is the reason. But I did think this was interesting. And I'm on this trip with a bunch of people here in the last 10 days, many of whom are on my side of politics because they, you know, they listen to the show. Now, not everyone in our group was listeners. So some of them did not like Trump. So we try to avoid some of this talk at dinner, et cetera. But then even when I'm, and I don't like to pick on my friends, but this was something that happened yesterday. So as we're heading back, I see this information about the party that he wants to throw for the 250th anniversary. And I brought that up, or somehow it came up as we're getting onto our last flight. And somebody says, oh, you mean on his birthday? So the focus becomes completely on his birthday, as if the interpretation is, oh, yeah, see what Trump did? He wanted to make sure that he's celebrating his own birthday. Like they're manufacturing the day in history when the army actually was developed, or the day in history when we signed, you know, whatever. It's just unbelievable because they're so anti-Trump and so consumed, they can't see straight, and they don't really want to know any of the real information. They just have no desire.
No, they have it. The anti-Trump Inc. force out there, whether it's elected Democrats, media, or Never Trumpers, are all part of the same group when it comes to anti-Trump Inc. They have so put themselves out on that limb, and they don't care if the rest of the tree burns down. They have left themselves no ground to be able to kind of rejoin the rest of the world. They're so emotionally invested in that narrative that you just can't talk them out of it. They've just it has just snapped a whole bunch of people. It's unfortunate, but you know, again, does that mean the president does everything that we like every day?
Of course not.
There's things that that he says and does all the time that I just kind of wince a little bit at. But as far as his track record, you know what? As far as these tariffs, he put us in a position to be able to kind of force the UK, the first of many that I'm hearing is coming, to renegotiate a trade deal that seems a lot more equitable to U.S. interests. And why wouldn't we want that? Why wouldn't we celebrate that?
Where are we currently? And this is just a legitimate question because I've been out of the loop, and I don't know where we are, but where are we on our friend Abrego Garcia? Is that something that's still being discussed, or have they been thoroughly humiliated with all the information that's come out that they're backing off on that on the other side?
Well, basically, everybody except one has given up on this. Chris Van Hollen was in a Senate hearing yesterday and is still going down that road, still making the claim that the government never made the case that he's a member of MS-13, which is just factually untrue. It's just nonsense. Two different courts have established as a point of fact in their findings, both the District Immigration Court and the Appellate Immigration Court accepted the government's findings that he is a member of MS-13. It's not disputed in court. So Chris Van Hollen's just lying about that. He's just not telling the truth. But he says, "Oh, I'm not here to defend the guy's actions. I'm not a character reference for it. I just want my due process." That's his claim to make. Everybody else in the Democratic Party has done the Monty Python Holy Grail. Run away!
Yeah,
run
right.
Away! You had Pramila Jayapal on MSNBC earlier this week while you were in Greece. And she was one of these people saying, bring him back. She wanted to go on a Codel to El Salvador and grandstand and all this stuff. And so an MSNBC anchor asked her about, you know, how we're starting to hear mixed messaging from the Democrats on Abrego Garcia. They don't seem as fervent as they once were. What's going on? And Pramila Jayapal says, well, the Democratic Party is here to talk about the working families. We're here to talk about how to do a better living wage. And she's going back to every talking point the Democrats talked about, except illegal immigration. The party has now seen the polling on this. It's horrific for them. And they're running away.
Well, you
everybody
know,
except Van Hollen.
If you took, and this is another one of those things, where if you took Trump out of the mix, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form arguing that the Constitution should not be followed, all right, just to be clear. But if you took Trump out of the mix and it was literally anyone else and you presented the legacy media with a story about a gangbanger who, you know, also abused his wife and was trafficking people and we have video of this, I mean, come on. Some of this stuff isn't too tough to call. But if anyone else was involved, there would be coverage of saying, yeah, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have this guy in this country. Do you want this guy living next to you, Chris Van Hollen? But with Trump, they do everything possible to make sure that the American people only know a sliver of the facts, a sliver of the information. And if something pops that might look like that narrative is taking a different turn, well, we're not going to tell people that information. We won't show them the traffic stop or whatever the situation might be.
There wouldn't even be any coverage because it wouldn't be controversial if a different person did it.
Joe Biden did
deport some people that were violent. Barack Obama deported illegal aliens that had criminal records by the millions. And media doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah. So I don't even know how you change some of this because they're not.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text equity to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text equity to 865-865. Text the word equity to 865-865. Text equity to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going to change, and you know the coverage is still going to be imbalanced. They're going to continue to go against Trump. How did he do? Here's a legit question because I didn't see the whole interview. I saw clips. How do you think Trump did with Kristen Welker? Because he was on Meet the Press, wasn't he?
He was on Meet the Press, and every question. My column in Hot Air earlier this week was kind of a fun one. It highlighted Clint Eastwood singing Accentuate the Positive from Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil from 1997. Yes, he actually did sing in that. It was actually kind of a fun cover. But whenever Kristen Welker would pose a question, it was always, well, you're failing on this. Everybody thinks you suck on that. Everybody thinks that this is wrong. And Trump finally said, every question you ask is negative.
Yeah,
you can't find one positive thing going on like this, and he starts going down the list of all the good things that are happening, and there's plenty of good things that are happening, and she just won't have any of it because if you're a member of the DC establishment, Donald Trump is your mortal threat, and everything has to be a five alarm fire. It starts to, after a period of time, with a lot of people that are watching this, it's boy that cried wolf. If you think that every single thing that Trump does is the end of democracy as we know it, and it really isn't, as another day unfolds and everything is just fine, well, then you start to not believe the people telling you, you know, that the boy cried wolf all the time.
Well, even on the Army celebration of the 250th anniversary, I was thinking about this. I mean, how as an American, and I was just in Greece where they're very proud of their heritage. They're very proud of their history. But here we have to continually apologize for our history. We have to say, I'm sorry. We're never, never quite good enough. But I don't know why anybody who is an American would be proud to be an American. We're going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country next year would be opposed to celebrating like to President Trump's point, the rest of the country is, or the rest of the world is celebrating some of these things. But because he's got that birthday that coincides, none of that matters. And all of a sudden, we're against celebrating the history of our armed forces. That's what happens.
Well, and you see, I don't think that's where the country is, because I flew, what was it, 5-6 months ago. I had to take a flight across the country from California. And in the airport where I was at, there was a group of people that were doing one of these honor flights. You know, where the last remaining World War II veterans get flown back to go see the World War II memorial before it's too late for them. And everybody, whenever you see one of these, you can always see these viral videos that are online of all these vets and all these people, and they just, people stand up and applaud for them. Because we do love what the military does. We respect the hell out of the military here. And that's not an ideological thing. That's not a political thing. When you're actually in the airport, you don't have people throwing tomatoes at people coming back. It's not like it was back in the Vietnam era days. We respect the service of people that serve and put on the uniform, no matter how old they are. And so when you hear people try to Trumpify everything, I think it just falls on deaf ears. You can, if everything is an existential threat to democracy, then nothing is.
Well, it's ridiculous. It really is, and it gets exhausting after a while. Anything else that popped from that interview with Trump that you would like to highlight?
Well, the one that we did from yesterday with Hugh is everybody made all sorts of noise about some of the things he said about different people. He said Chuck Schumer is basically a Palestinian. You should just go ahead and give him the garb. And everybody got the vapors over that. What he did say of import that you need to take away is on Iran, if there's any kind of a deal, he's only got one thing that he will accept. And that is, you can either have us blow up your nuclear program peacefully, nicely, or if you don't do it that way, we will be vicious about it, and we're still going to blow it up. But one way or the other, it's going to get blown up. There's nothing else that he's going to accept. Actually kind of telling.
Yeah, here's one soundbite on the topic of Iran.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up, or just denuke them. But the other there are only two alternatives there: blow them up nicely or blow them up vicious.
Well, that's basically what you have, right?
And that's the news out of to me as a news guy, as one that likes foreign policy. That was the news hook out of the entire 30 minutes we had with him. Now, I'm not sure everybody else. I'm tickled to death that you guys grabbed that poll. That makes me happy that you found that poll. But not a lot of people in media found that.
Not a shock there. All right, Dwayne, hey, thanks for catching up with me today. My brain's not completely functioning. We're going to talk maybe in more detail next week about some of these things once things settle down. But thank you so much. And have fun with the vice president tomorrow.
You got it. Welcome back.
Take care. That's Dwayne Patterson, who is with us on a regular basis from hotair.com. He hosts the Dwayne's World podcast and also works with Mr. Hugh Hewitt on a regular basis. We're going to take a break here. Sue's got traffic. We're coming back with our own expert on the Pope. That would be Fred Bottenheimer, because he's the religion expert at KMOX and the religion editor. We have audio cut of the day coming up as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.